As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Hello and welcome to Is This Good? The show where we boldly, conclusively, and scientifically decide what things in this big wide world are good. I'm Matt Austin, and with me as always is production powerhouse Jason Doyle.
Hello.
Hi, JD. Thanks for coming. And today's guest is an adult, but also quite literally a kid. He's an essential part of something I hear every day, but I've never spoken to him. He's always hanging out with my friends, but we've never met. Okay, we met once briefly, but that admission ruins this amazing riddle that I've cooked up. He's the associate producer of No Dunks, the best and oldest basketball podcast on the planet. It's Eshua Kidd. Eshua, welcome to... I was going to say No Dunks.
Wow.
Welcome to Is This Good?
Well, it is Is This Good, or it is No Dunks in the feed this week. So
that is true. That is true. But how y'all doing?
We're all doing good. So I'm sure most people know you or know of you, but for people that don't, you're an associate producer on the show No Dunks, not this show, though this show is in the No Dunks feed.
Correct.
And that's what this whole show is about, is figuring out what show we're on right now. So for people that don't know, what is an associate producer? Because I'm starting to think that the entire role is just doing shit JD doesn't want to do. Is that correct?
Yeah, in a nutshell, that's exactly right. Hey, can you pick out a new sting for a beat step? And hey, can you edit this short for me? Yeah, it's everything that JD doesn't want to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, we are going to get to a question later about asking people what their age is. So I'm going to wait till then till we figure out if that is good. You know, asking people how old they are.
Right.
But I do suspect, Esh, that you are the youngest person we've ever had on this podcast. Do you think that's true, JD?
Yeah, actually, I do, now that you mention it. I think so.
Okay, so as the first Gen Z representative on this podcast, are you always on the lookout? You're not Gen Z?
No, I'm 28. So that's not Gen Z. That's Generation Y.
I believe it is.
I was born in 95. That's not Gen Z. I fight with my sister about this on the daily. I do not claim Gen Z.
So what? Millennial?
Yeah.
Okay.
According to the Googles.
Okay, so this is Gen Z is 97. Oh, you're right. 97. Okay, you're... Okay.
Barely made it, but I'm there.
Well, that ruins an entire line of questioning.
No, go ahead. You can continue to ask.
I was just going to ask if you are keeping an eye out to make sure that none of the No Dunks guys are being cringe or giving you the ick.
To be honest with you, I think my brain works a lot like theirs, right? But there's a lot of things that they say where my sister comes to me and she's like, because she's 20. She just turned 20 earlier this year. So there's a lot of things that I don't even know what she's talking about, or she'll be like, they did not use that correctly. I think somebody asked me here, I think Taz said something about being zesty once. Right. And at the time, I wasn't sure yet, so I had to ask my sister to give him an update on how to use that correctly.
Oh, zesty is a new word. I thought the biggest danger might be they're using like Canadianisms that you don't understand.
Well, that happens all the time too. Yeah. I don't really know. And I laugh at words that you guys say all the time because you say it in a different way. So apologies.
Okay. Everyone laughs at us.
I'm sure you laugh at me too. I'm right here from Georgia. I have the country twang sometimes, so I get it. They laugh at me too.
Okay, well, even though you're not Gen Z, you're the only person that's been on with a country twang. So, you know, look, we at least we got something here. As I said off the top, we did meet once briefly playing pickleball, but we're not allowed to talk about pickleball on the show because we talk about it too much. But I will say the only things that I know about you, I mean, I didn't really get to know you then, but just from listening to the show, the two things I know about you are you had a Star Wars-themed wedding.
That's right.
And you are a loud and proud Disney adult. Would you say those two things are accurate?
Mostly accurate. The first one, spot on. Disney adult, like the connotation, that's where the discrepancy is, I think.
I don't think that's where the discrepancy is at all. You choose to be a Disney adult, then I sit in silent judgment. That's the deal. Wait, we have with you people.
I thought that the excuse is given if you have children. Is that correct?
No, but well, but you were you like this before?
Was I going before?
Yeah.
Yeah, with my family, you know?
Hold on. You told me.
Okay, go ahead.
That you have gone with your wife, mm-hmm, solo as adults, mm-hmm, to Disney more than multiple times.
Okay. All right. So I get to defend myself here? Okay.
Yeah, of course, yeah. All right,
here we go.
If we're wrong, let us know.
Okay, this is true. I have gone with my wife because it's so much better to go without the kids. But and I'll explain why. First of all, Epcot. You go to Epcot, mm-hmm, you can go around to different countries. You're eating, you're drinking all day. We literally one day drove 8 hours on a Friday night, like straight to Disney to meet friends there. And we drank and got drunk the entire like Saturday, and it was the most amazing thing ever. We didn't have to worry about kids. We didn't have to worry about anything else.
Okay.
Like, who doesn't want to do that? And then you get to ride rides too? Come on, man.
I mean,
is the drinking age lowered depending on which country in Epcot Center you're drinking at?
I wish that it was. That would be nice, right? You just like, I can't drink here. Run over to a European country and you're fine. But no, it doesn't work that way.
I guess, are you bumping up against the fact that a Disney adult is more like, you have 12 pairs of those Mickey ears in your drawer,
yes,
and you're like watching all these TikToks about how to hack Disney World, and,
right?
I don't know. You got some weird Mickey mini costumes that you and your wife wear. I mean, that's too personal.
But
those come out, but never at Disney.
No. I can't talk about that. You know? My kids might watch this show.
You're right.
Anyways, to be completely honest with you, as a joke, I did buy like a Mickey Mouse hoodie. So we're like, you know, I do this. It's got the Mickey ears, and it looks like I'm wearing Mickey's get up or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I only wear it when I'm with the kids, really. You know, like I wear it to Magic Kingdom with the kids. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, as a joke, JD goes to a lot of musicals as a joke.
Just as a joke, yeah.
Listen, it's a hilarious thing about her.
It's the judgment from you guys, because I think of my first day here, before he showed me how to work any of the controls, he was like, all right, you and this Disney stuff, you know? Like, we had to have a whole conversation about it. But I mean, seriously, like, you like going to theme parks, Matt?
Not particularly.
Not at all, period?
I'm not a big rides guy.
Ah.
There is some talk about going to a water park, actually,
this weekend.
I'm more pro water park.
I'm not into,
I guess, you know what's weird about being a Disney adult? It used to be being into Mickey and Minnie and the classics. But now that since Disney owns Star Wars and Disney owns Marvel,
right,
I guess you could be super into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and also, would that make you a Disney adult?
But
I say yes.
That's exactly right. That's where I'm at, right? So,
yeah.
And Disney World, they've got Star Wars Land. You can fly the Falcon. You're doing the Rise of the Resistance, which is like...
Everyone listening, just listen to how into this he is, okay? He's talking about things for kids.
No.
But he loves them. I'm talking softly into the microphone so he can't hear me. But okay, yeah.
You're telling me that you would let a child fly the Millennium Falcon?
Oh, that's a great point. Actually, she just, I think you swung me over.
Was Luke Skywalker not a child, at least compared to Han
Isn't
Solo?
He like 19 or something? That's not a child.
Old. Like, isn't he younger? Like, isn't he 18, 16?
Oh, my God.
Look, we're not going to get...
This is a nightmare for me. We're not, now we're not we're talking not about Star Wars either. Now JD's... Yeah, that's another joke for JD. JD loves Star Wars as a 50-something-year-old man.
Yeah.
Now, at your Star Wars-themed wedding...
Yeah.
I'm just going to guess. Were you Luke and your wife was...
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that nerdy. I promise you. I promise you it wasn't. It wasn't even my idea, which is crazy. You know? Now, okay. I've talked about this before, so if I guess there's a podcast out on this, but I'll say it again, okay?
he's so defensive, and it's only 10 minutes
in. Hey, I'm not being defensive. I'm just talking.
Actually, we've had guests on this podcast, no offense, that are like comedians, writers, people that have been on thousands of podcasts. Never has anyone said, like, well, I'm not going to answer your question because I once said it before 3 years ago. Okay, that's how it works. I ask you questions, and you answer.
My bad. I apologize.
That's okay.
I got
that's
you. Okay. Okay, anyways.
But please, if you're listening, turn this off now. Go try to track down this podcast that Eshua was on a year ago, and then come back.
I was just saying that you guys have loyal fans as the No Dunks crew. I'm sure that they have heard it before. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying don't listen. I'm going to say it again. Fair. I like to talk. It's cool. No, it wasn't that nerdy. It wasn't my idea. I got with my wife. Like, we were dating. She never seen Star Wars. We watched them, and she was like, I actually like these a lot. We should have a Star Wars wedding. And I was like, are you serious? Yeah, I don't know. I said it to her as a joke when we, like, began to date, and she was serious about it. Like, but everything was really beautiful. We just had, like, lightsabers there to make everything look cool. But there was no, like, nobody was dressed up in Stormtrooper outfits except for our kids. Like, my son, he was...
I don't want you to think this was a weird wedding. It's not like anyone was dressed as a stormtrooper, except for, of course, for our children.
Yes.
Did we use a lightsaber to cut the cake? How could you not? How could you not do that?
Okay, so the
Plus, stormtroopers stuff. Are white, so that fits perfectly.
Right. See? Look, beautiful. It sounds way worse than it is, but... It's not that bad. I promise. It was really nice. It was really special. Well, it was good.
Hey, that's what everyone wants to hear about their wedding. It wasn't that weird.
It wasn't that weird. People hear it and they think it's a lot weirder than it was. The people that were there, they were like, wow, this is actually really cool. But I promise you, it wasn't. It's not as nerdy as it sounds. Because I've seen on Instagram, like, these huge, like, Star Wars nerdy, like, everybody's dressed up in a full costume that costs thousands of dollars to make. Their lightsabers are custom built. They have, like, I don't know, people from the 501st Legion, which is like a whole cosplay thing, coming to their wedding. I didn't do all that.
Yeah.
Like, we were just chilling. Nice that even in a community of losers, it's always nice to look down at a group of people that are bigger losers.
That's exactly right.
So that's nice. It's like you get bullied for being super into something, but then you can turn around and bully the people that are even more into it. You know what I mean?
That's how it works.
It's really
that's exactly how
a circle of trauma. JD, well, I don't know, you were going to jump in there, but I don't know if that was to say to call Rachel back in. She was in the room just before we started recording.
Yes.
Maybe when you renew your vows, you could do a Star Wars.
Oh, maybe. One. Yeah, she'd be into that, I think. Yeah.
Or I don't know if you'd rather.
She's
be
more of
a
Lord of the Rings girl.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, or you could do like a Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat
thing. All right.
All right. Just know that as we go forward, you are listening to three very cool guys, okay? All right. So, some quick housekeeping. If you're listening in the No Dunks feed, just remember this isn't the No Dunks show. This is this good? We do have our own feed. You should subscribe to it. After summer ends, you will not be able to find the show in the No Dunks feed. But more importantly, you're missing an extra show every week. This week we talked about... Oh, I forgot to write it down, JD, but what did we talk about? We talked about Beige Flags. We talked about the show Jury Duty and whether we thought it was mean. We talked about Wild Parrots.
Yeah. I got bit on a sensitive area of my body by my beloved dog.
Yes, listen to find out where JD got bit. It is exactly where you're thinking.
Yep.
And next week's Great Beyond Show is going to be Patreon only. So if you're not a Patreon member, subscribe now, patreon.com/isthisgood. And if you're on the fence, and I don't know why you wouldn't be, what, you don't want to support this show? There is a 1 week free trial if you want to check out that show. To grab merch, go to isthisgoodpod.com and send topics for future shows to isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. All right, that's it. Esh, the premise of the show is very simple and very cool and very normal and not nerdy at all. I'm going to give you a topic. You tell me if you think it's good. Here we go. First topic. Mimo M asks, kids swearing. Is this good? So Mimo continues in an email. Sup, Matt and JD. I remember when I was young, my parents never swore around me. But now that I'm a retail worker, I see young kids swearing all the time and parents swearing at their young kids. And I kind of feel like maybe swearing is just the norm now. What the fuck do you guys think? Keep up the awesome content. Too broke to be a peahound, Logan in Hawaii. Logan, sign up for that free trial so you can hear next week's Great Beyond. Yeah. I would hate to deprive you of an episode. So, Ash, I know we didn't cover this at the start, but I believe you have 3 children with 1 on the way. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So, what do you think about kids swearing? Do your kids swear?
Absolutely not. And it's not
sounds like you're a bit fucking uptight.
No, I mean, like, imagine a 5-year-old. Walking right up to you, and you're like, hey man, what's up? And he's like, what the fuck is up, bro? You would immediately be looking around for that kid's parents and saying, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Because this is a menace to society already. Even if he's not mean, you're just like, raise your kids better. That's exactly what you're gonna think. And I don't want that. My parents, you know, they're strict. They're going to be on me, right, talking to me. My dad's a pastor. So, yeah. Like, that's not going to fly, I don't think, in my house.
Oh, shit. A fucking pastor. Well, do you swear, like, at all?
Well,
like, let's say kids aren't around.
I did just do it. But, yes. Okay.
You don't swear.
We're going to go back and bleep that out just in case your dad listens. But no, you never swear around the children then? Or do you, and you just tell them this is mommy and daddy words?
I'm a lot better at it, like, not swearing around my kids than my wife is. Like, we'll just be in a conversation and she'll definitely be dropping everything. And I'm like, they're right there. And because my 2-year-old, he's repeating everything. So the other day, he says something like that too, and we were watching a movie, and he says, "What the duck?" And I was like, "Oh God, you can't say stuff like that." So now we actually have to make him go away when we're watching TV shows too. So, yeah, I don't know. I swear some. You know, people don't like it. Some people like it. I don't care. I just is how I am. I'm gonna be me. You know.
You're pretty clean. For around here, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Compared to the rest of us.
Yeah, it's like a fucking pirate ship over there.
I know.
A little people bit of a swearing like sailors. It is funny when a really little kid swears. Like, before they know what they're saying. Like, like a 2-year-old, you know, is like they drop something and then they're like, I've had this situation where they drop something and they're like, oh, fuck me. And you're like, and then the parents are like, do not react. Do not laugh. Because if you laugh, they'll think it's funny and then they'll keep saying it. So just pretend they didn't say anything. I was like, your 2-year-old just said, fuck me. I'm sorry, but that is one of the funnier things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
JD, what about you? I mean, what's your policy on kids swearing? I know your kids are much older.
Yeah.
And were there any times where they swore in an inconvenient moment?
No. But I've never cared if they swore. I've never wanted to censor myself around my kids. So, and I, as you know, I have a bit of a potty mouth. And Rachel is actually, believe it or not, maybe worse than I am in terms of dropping swears here and there. And I always, those words, they don't really mean anything to me. And I get, Ash, I get your point. You know, if somebody saw my kid as a 5-year-old swearing out in the wild, that may reflect on me. But to be honest, I kind of don't care.
Right.
I'm like, Yeah, those words I don't care about. You know, they're just they're sentence enhancers, as they say on SpongeBob.
No, you're 100% right, and I agree. Like, the words don't necessarily mean anything. I just saw a video about this on Twitter, big debate, right? Like, should Christians swear? And they're like, it's not a problem. It's just words. They're like, if you're not gonna say fuck, but you're gonna say frick, it means the same thing.
Yeah.
So either say it or don't.
Right.
And that's kind of where I am too. You know. And I've argued this with my dad for a long time. He's like, you shouldn't say these words. But I'm like, they didn't speak English back then anyway.
Right.
So who's to say what fuck means and what bitch means? Is, right. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. I also, as a child, I remember being like, every so often, you know, your grade 8 teacher would swear, you know, like to make a point or something, you know, or other kids would just have the worst language. And I remember how scared it made me feel, you know, like it just made me feel uncomfortable and frightened. And I didn't want that for my kids. Like, because those words are not to be, you know, they're whatever. They're just words. And I don't like the Voldemortation of words, you know. There's certain words that I don't think that should be said ever, obviously. But, you know, to that which shall never be said, I just don't believe in that, in language in general. And they're just swears, man. Like, if you stub your toe, you're going to say fuck. And I don't want that to be the end of the world for my kid. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I mean, it 100% makes sense. I don't think it's the word, it's just the context. Like, if you say it at the table to punctuate something in a funny story, you're going to laugh, but then the worry is, like, are they going to tell the teacher to fuck off?
Right.
Though, it is interesting that if they told off the teacher using non-swear words, that's just as bad.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know, we somehow think it's worse just because of the word. I remember that, you know, we were not allowed to swear at all. In my house. And I really don't remember my parents swearing around me, to be honest. But I'd gotten into trouble because my mom's friend had a son who was older than me. So sometimes, like, when they would get together, they would, you know, throw me in a room with him. And he taught me a rhyme that went like this. There was a man named Mickey with a 10-foot dicky. He showed it to the lady next door. She thought it was a snake. She hit it with a rake. And now it's only 2'4". At the time, I didn't realize that woman did him a favor. 10-foot dicky.
Yeah, that's unmanageable.
Only 2'4". You got to take at least 16 inches off that thing for anyone not to run in fear.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't also know it was assault at the time. But anyways, I talked to this girl that was in my carpool who was my age.
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember how old we were, but very young. And, my mom got a call from this woman's mother, who was a scary mom, you know, the scary moms. And she was like, Jillian learned something interesting from Matthew today in the car. And my mother was like, oh, what is it? Something about a man named Mickey with a 10-foot dicky. And I got sent to my room, got some, I don't know if I was grounded, because I don't even know if there was anything I could do at the time.
You can't take anything away from you if you don't have anything.
But it is also funny, though, that kids go through a phase where they love policing your language. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, kids go through a phase where they're like, oh, you said the S word, you did bad. And you're like, shut the fuck up. Right, Ash? That's how you lay down the law in your house, I assume.
That's exactly right. But no, the kids did come around. They always police you, like smacking us in the head. You just said a bad word. But I don't know. You got me thinking over here, man, because...
Okay, good. This is what this show does.
Yeah, I know. I teach my kids... They can kind of sort of say the N-word, but... Mm. But kind of.
Okay, now this is a first on this show.
Yeah, I know.
Go on.
Like, I think it's funny. Like, if we're listening to a song, and I'll let my 9-year-old, well, he's almost 9, but I'll let him say the N-word at times.
So in the context of quoting lyrics.
Yes.
Right.
Or like in a comedic setting, he said it before. But I also try to get him to stop, because I still have that same fear. Like, I don't want him to go to school.
Right.
And. The teacher says something to him or something, and he calls them the N-word. I just think that would not be good at all. And
right.
So it's a fine line. But that's how I guess I feel about all the words, but I do let him kind of slide with that one. I just say, don't say this unless you're at home.
I mean, yeah, I'm probably not going to let my kids say that either. I don't want to say I'm a hero, but I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to teach it to them.
Are you sure?
They're going to know not to say that.
Yeah. I mean, Jackson especially hears that word at least 100 times a day.
I mean,
most of his friends are black.
We're in Atlanta.
We live in Atlanta, and it's just part of the vernacular, and he has never said it. He's had, you know, black kids come up to him and say, hey, I'm giving you a pass. You're allowed to say it. And he's like, no, thank you. And then they'll say, like, oh, you passed the test.
It's a trap?
It's always a trap.
Yeah, always. It's always a trap.
Okay, now
always.
It's a trap. That's a Star Wars reference for you, Ash, okay?
Thanks. I appreciate that. I grew up, like, even, you know, obviously I didn't cuss as a kid with my pastor dad, but when I got to high school and started
your pastor dad never swore, but he did say the N-word constantly.
No, he never did, actually. He hates that word. Like, absolutely hates it. One day I walked into him and I said, can I say it?
Of course you can.
I walked up to him and I was like, what's up, nigga? And he was, I've never seen, he turned all different kind of colors.
Wow.
He was like, don't you ever. And I was like, okay, my bad. And so I've always wrestled with it too, but I'm at the point where everybody's always claiming words and we might as well claim it, I guess. And I do, like, to go back to what JD was saying, it is always a trap, like always. We used to do this all the time. Hey, you can say it. Like, it's fine. Do it for a week. And then if they did say it, I'd be like, you know what? Now we're going to all, you know, kind of fuck you up. But I also try to, in the not trap way, get my wife to say it, but she won't do it either. And I applaud her for it, but I just want her to say it in quiet one day, just for me. I just want her to say it, just to say that she said it in her life. And she's like, I won't. And she turns so red.
Now, what if she did, though? Like, what would you do with that? Would that be like a, you said this once, like, hold it up forever, you know? Remember that time you said the N-word?
That wouldn't be the intent initially. Right. I would just be like, oh, wow, like, it would blow my mind. But if something ever happened, I'd be like, I remember that time you said that. Like, just know that.
Yeah, you know what they say, like, let's say someone cheats on the partner and the partner eventually forgives them, you know, like, people say the worry is that 10 years later you're having a fight about the dishes or something and then you're like, well, you cheated on me, you know? Like, that's the thing you could always use, you know? What I mean,
that's why I want it so bad, because it's the ultimate card to play, you know? Like, anything,
that's right,
whenever she says anything, I can just be like, you said it that one time,
you said it once. Remember 2023. All right. Well, 64% of people say kids swearing is not good.
Yeah.
Not good, which is not surprising, perhaps. But it is funny. I think we all need to admit that.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, next question. Betty N. asks, telling people your age, is this good? So Betty writes, I'm a kindergarten educator, and I celebrated my birthday with my class this past Friday. One of my students asked me what my age was, but I told her it's a secret. I teach 4- and 5-year-olds, so she didn't really understand why it was a secret. I just didn't want to tell her my age, mainly for fear of parents thinking I'm too young for my job, even though I'm educated and have experience. Is it good to let students know your age? Or, more generally, is it good to tell anyone your age? Let's start with the more general first, Esh. So, what do you think? Because, I mean, you're younger. Do you find it... I think we think people that are older don't want to say their age or don't want to be asked their age. Mm-hmm. But have you had situations where you don't want people to know that you're on the younger end?
No, I don't think so. Not really. Nah.
It's, no, it's you weren't worried. JD's like, 28. That's much too young to touch my board of knobs and faders. Only a man of 30 could understand how to work this
Why
thing.
Why do I sound like that?
That's exactly how you sound. What
yeah,
you mean?
You're right.
That was a great impression. No, I do know that every single time, like, or each one of the guys, when they found out how old I was in utter shock. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know why, because we've kind of been in contact over the years, just me being a fan of the show. And they, like, I would often talk about how I was in college, you know, and, you know, it took me a little bit longer, just life and stuff. But,
sure.
You know, I'm like, hey, I'm 28 years old, or I'm about to turn 28 when I started here. And they're like, what? You're what? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't understand why it's a big deal. I don't understand why age is a big deal on the other spectrum either. I don't get it.
Well, I mean, from your personal situation, you're a tall guy, you're an imposing figure, you're a mature guy, and you have three kids.
Mature guy that loves Disney? Again, only well, the listener yeah, can hear this.
I love Disney.
but that was sort of the more surprising thing is that you have three kids as a 28-year-old.
Right.
I mean, I didn't start having kids till I was 36, right?
So, and I don't even have kids. And I'm 74.
You look great, though, Matt.
Thank you.
But I guess so, but I think that because you're such a family man, you're mature, it's just the way you carry yourself, you just seem older than your
gotcha.
Years, I guess.
Well, gotcha. That's why it's ain't nothing but a number.
Yeah,
that's
exactly right. Exactly right.
Well, do you think it's different? Like, go ahead. How do you feel about age?
Well, I just was kind of going to agree with you because, especially when I moved to LA, I was hanging out with a lot of younger people at first,
mm-hmm.
Just because I was doing some classes and I don't know, just the people I was meeting, they tended to be younger, and I feel like people just assume you're their age. Mm-hmm. And I remember at the end of this class I was taking, I'm being vague because it was an improv class, and I don't want to. That's my Disney adult, by the way, that I was in an improv class. Of course, the improv class has ended, and I haven't gone back, unlike you, that keeps returning like a dog to its vomit. That's from the Bible. Your dad knows what's up. The hell was I saying?
The improv class, yeah.
Right.
People are younger. People assume that you're younger.
People assume that you're their age.
Right.
So I remember they were like talking about, you know, just, you know, being in college or something. And they're like, oh, where'd you? And I was like, oh, I went to college. And then I was in law school. And then I moved down to Atlanta. I was working on this TV show for like 6 years.
And they're calculating the math.
And I remember one person was just like, hold on a second. How old are you? And I guess I was probably like 39 at the time. And I said that, and it blew their fucking minds. And they kind of treated me differently after that.
Mm.
Mm? Yes, they would come to me and say, "Wise sage, please speak it.
Please buy us beer from 7-Eleven."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was hanging out with 17-year-olds. You got them all addicted to Marlboro Lights. They're doing great. Now their voices are really more gravelly, so they seem
nice.
Older.
Good.
JD, when you started hanging with us, you were 10 years older.
Yes.
And it was in college. It was like 20 to 30 is quite a gap in terms of maturity.
Yeah. I don't think people knew unless I said something, though.
I knew like the first week.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Because you were like, I just want you to know I'm above this. You're like, I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to get my degree and get out.
Hey,
and then we dragged you down to our level.
We had a guy in our class. His nickname was Gramps, and it wasn't me. That's a win.
Oh.
That's a win.
That's
for
true.
Me.
That's 100%. True. He was our age, but yeah. Just he was a little more. What's a nice way to say it? Decrepit.
Decrepit. Fuddy duddy ish.
No, just kidding. Just kidding. Shout out to Zach.
Shout out to Zach.
Very young, very vital. He's doing home renovations right now.
Is okay? he? Wow, good for him.
I guess it is. It's ruder to ask a woman their age, or that's what we've been told.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I think that is largely because, not because they don't necessarily want to tell you their age, but because they might face discrimination from, if someone finds out that they're older than you think, perhaps, you know, we have very dumb ideas about women aging.
I think I was 22 before I found out how old my grandma was, because she never told me. Every year, happy birthday. Hey, granny, how old are you? Oh, you know, I'm an age. Like, what? Tell me how old you are. You know, I was an adult. I found out that she was a year older than my grandfather, and I had to do math because she still wouldn't tell me. I had to like figure it out.
Was the number surprising, or you're like, yeah, that seems about right?
When I first figured it out, I was like, wow, okay, but not really like surprising. Like she doesn't look it. I don't know. It's just like, I didn't know. It just was a surprise in that factor that I went my entire life always wanting to know, literally begging people to tell me, how old is granny? Please tell me. Like my dad wouldn't tell me because they knew if they told me, she would be mad.
Mm. Wow. Couldn't you look up your granny's LinkedIn and then based on what you're, you know, try to figure it out that way? I mean, the one thing I'll say that's weird about teachers is like I'll often hear about someone that taught me in like the third grade or something. And I'm like, what the fuck? How are they still teaching? Like that was like 34 years ago or something.
Right.
And then they're like, oh yeah, they're 55. And you realize, oh yeah, they were like 21 when they were teaching or something.
Yeah.
But to you as a kid, they just seem like they might as well be 100 totally. Or something. But 76% of people say telling people your age is good. I'm kind of a bit surprised by this. Maybe the gap is between telling people your age versus asking someone their age.
Mm, right. Yeah,
I'm guessing people
can't
would say
ask, right?
Asking is not as good, but all right, 76% of people out there say radical honesty.
How
just
often
tell everyone?
How often do you want to ask? Because I want to ask people's age all the time.
Me too.
I want to know how old everyone. I want to know every. I want it to be like I'm putting on like the Terminator goggles, and I'm just scanning, and then it gives me all the vitals.
Right.
I want to know what their heart rate is.
Yeah.
I want to know if their heart's beating extra fast when they see me.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That would be great in a bar.
Totally.
And you would know who you could hit on.
Exactly. See, there you go.
And I found that when I was single, the best thing to do is walk right up to a woman and say, how old are you?
It could work. That could work.
I mean, you might actually need to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
All right. Esh, it's time for the Is This Good segment, where unfortunately, everything's bad. It's time to pick your poison. All right, here's how it works. I'm going to give you some related options that are all bad, and you have to pick your poison. So whichever you consider the least worst option. And of course, as we've said before, this is the summer of dunks. We're having all the no dunks people on. We're having you on because now we got three behind the scenes people here. So
okay. The
guys, they're not going to listen to this. Okay. So we're going to talk about them. We're going to, you know, do some behind the scenes work here. So Ash, here's the first question. Pick your poison. Having one of the no dunks guys be very upset with you. So one of these guys is going to be furious with you, but the good news is you can pick who it is. Okay. So pick your poison. One of the no dunks guys is very upset with you. JD, Trey, Tass, or Skeets. So talk it out here. Who you get to pick one of these people to be upset with you.
Man, that's hard. Because they all kind of terrify me in a different way, if I'm honest.
Okay, maybe just go through each one and say in which way they terrify you.
Okay. Trey is scary because not only he's 6'5", and I've heard like from you guys, just being a fan of the show and being in here, how his temper is. Now, I haven't personally seen it, but I never wanted to either. Like, I never want to because I feel like he'll be extremely scary. Mm-hmm. Taz is so like nonchalant, even killed seemingly about everything. So when even if he is pissed at you, you might not know it. So then it'll suck later when you find out because you're like, man. And just the dryness of Taz all the time, like his anger would cut so deep because you're like, if you're mad, then there's a reason. I must have really did something to piss you off. So that's like really terrifying. Skeets is his Energizer Bunny personality. I feel like he would be in my face and cussing me out yelling at me, I just wouldn't even know what to say back. I would feel like a little kid being scolded if he was just berating me. That's how I feel like it would go. And then JD, me being the apprentice to JD, like if he's mad at me, knowing him now, then I must have really fucked up, because he's always like, it's okay, man. It's good. It's okay. Uh-huh, and and I know he's really like anal about things, and he's trying to be a teacher, and he's taking me under his wing. But if he tells me that I fucked something up, or he's coming at me, or if he's yelling at me, then I'm like, all right, then there's no chance I could ever work in this industry. I need to go home. I need to go work at Amazon. Something, you know? So...
Right.
So when JD says, like, when you screw something up and JD says, oh, don't worry about it, don't worry about it, do you feel like when you leave for the day, he's, you know, closing the door to his bedroom and just going, fuck?
In all honesty, that's how I feel about all four of them all the time. I'm like, if I was over here doing something, I pressed the wrong button or something happened, I'm like,
fuck, I gotta say, man, it is intimidating and a nightmare to be working with a group of people that have worked together so long and that know each other so well. It's different than just a regular office environment where you get thrown in and these people are, you know, moved to Atlanta from all different parts of the country and they don't hang out and they don't know each other very well. So there's just more of a veneer of politeness in that. And in the environment, like the lion's den that you're working in, where everyone is just letting it hang out. I could imagine it being quite, even though... you couldn't find four, you know, generally nicer people.
Right.
But it would still scare me.
Yeah. Just the shorthand that we have, the four of us.
Yeah.
You know, and just trying to navigate that. But anyway, okay, but you got to pick
one.
You got to pick one.
You got to pick one.
Again, one of these guys is going to be very angry at you. But you got to pick who.
There is a correct answer, I think, as well.
Okay,
I think,
well, JD, we'll see if you match after.
I think it's Tess.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think it'd be Tez. Only because, like I said, he's so like dry all the time. So even when he's being nice to me, like I just saw him a while ago and he's like, hey, how you doing? But I'm always like, is he even really wanting to talk to me right now? Is he just being nice? And so if he was being mad, he'd probably still be the exact same way, but he's just furious. And he might raise his voice a little bit and I would be like, I got to deal with it. But I'd rather that than the other three.
Okay, I think it's a good answer. JD, was your answer?
The answer is Skeets. Skeets, it'll be over fast.
Yeah.
Like, you always know where you stand with Skeets. Like, he can't even hide it in his face. You know what I mean? Like, you'll be talking to him, and if you piss him off, you're going to know right away. And he's going to come at you. He's going to be furious for 10 seconds max, and then you're friends again. Like, it's just...
Yeah, that's he'll do it right on the show. For instance, he'll be in the middle of talking. He'll be like, "All right, Canada beat Slovenia, and we're so excited for them to be playing in the semifinals. Wow, this is like over a decade coming. Oh, really, JD? We're just going to be holding on that shot? Okay, I guess so.
Exactly.
And that then, is
but
true.
Then move on.
Exactly.
I've been yelled at like that doing the show myself. He's just like, go to the fucking other one, like in the middle of the show. And I was like, oh gosh, I had been here maybe a month, and I just hit the wrong button or went to the wrong slide, and he was like, not that one.
Yeah.
And it happened on No Buffs too. And I was like, I was shaking.
But then it goes away and then it's done.
Yeah.
He doesn't hold on to things.
You're right.
Yeah.
When JD went
from the pick your poison intro and then dissolved to black and then came up on me, did I say anything about it?
No, you didn't. And actually, no, I didn't. Now you've saved me from having to go back and fix it. So thank you, Matt.
Hey, JD, I'm just looking up for you. Okay. Next, pick your poison. So the category here is work mishaps. Okay.
Oh boy.
So there's three options here. Again, pick whichever you think is the least bad. Work mishaps. Option number one, you just don't show up for a shift at all. And this isn't like you call and tell JD like, oh, my kid is sick. You're a no-show.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. They don't hear from you. Option number two, you show up, but you end up deleting an episode.
Mm.
That's tough. All right. Or option number three, you show up, but you forget to edit out a part of the show where Trey talks about how Athletic Greens gives him diarrhea, thereby costing the team a Plum advertiser. So option number one, you don't show up, But you know, at least nothing with the show goes wrong. Option two, great job, you showed up, but you deleted an episode. Or option three, you showed up, but you cost him money. So, Ash, we'll pick your poison.
Quick follow-up before you answer, Ash.
Okay.
The episode that's deleted, is it yet to be released, or has it already been released?
Yet to be.
Yet to be, okay. So it's just gone. That whole day is gone
forever.
Yeah, or you got to re-record. Oh, yeah, I know. It would be tough for you guys. You have to re-record.
How dare you.
This is an easy one, I feel like. I feel like it's the last one, the Athletic Greens diarrhea one. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Now, I don't want to keep repeating the words Athletic Greens and
please.
Diarrhea.
Yeah, please. They're still a sponsor.
Right.
Oh, they are still a sponsor?
Yeah. But I love it. Anyway, so I'm not going to turn this into an ad, but this tumbler is filled with Athletic Greens.
Is that true?
No. You would be insane if you just drank it recreationally like that. But it is great.
Okay. Well, who's a past sponsor you've had that you no longer have?
I don't know.
No, just name anyone.
Neutral.
No. We love Neutral. How about... I don't want to say anything bad about any sponsor.
Oh, you my what? God. What is this? Lee? I didn't realize Lee Ellis was on this podcast.
Just go with Athletic Greens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Athletic Greens. And if it did give you diarrhea, it's because there's so much fiber in it.
There you go.
It's actually expelling all the toxins from your body. Okay.
I mean, to be honest with you, if he got diarrhea from Athletic Greens, right?
Uh-huh. Which is not possible.
you clip that, and then you make that the ad, and then that's like a win-win, because people like Athletic Greens might not like it at first, but the No Dunks fandom will be like, this is hilarious, I gotta go buy this, you know what I mean?
Right.
The fans are crazy.
The fans are like, I want a hit of that too. You know, it's like when you see someone, you know, someone smoking a joint and they pass out, you're like, damn, I want some of that.
Yeah.
Right?
See?
Athletic Greens gives you diarrhea. You're like, whoa, that must be some strong stuff.
Yeah.
Need that.
Yeah.
JD, do you think that is the correct answer? As the senior producer of their show, would you be happiest with Esh doing that?
I think the deleting of the episode is actually the answer.
Really?
I think so.
No way. No, look, I've been over there.
Yeah, you're right.
I've been over there.
It's the sponsor. Yeah.
Now he's going to have Trey, Tass, and Skeets mad at him. He won't be able to choose.
That's true. That is true. It's the sponsor, I guess. Yeah. Do you remember Matt, you had already gone, but Lee once did a BetterHelp ad, and he could not stop laughing. For BetterHelp.
Oh, is that like the therapy?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Getting therapy online?
Yeah.
Why was he laughing?
I cannot remember. I don't even know, to be honest. He just couldn't.
Was it like laughing at a funeral? Like he was talking about something serious?
Yeah. And then the deeper he got into it, the worse it got. And it was during the pandemic, so we were all on Zoom, which actually probably would have made it better, because if we were together, we would have all been dying. But yeah. And I posted
it. But was it live? Like, did you have to?
It was live. It was live. It was live. We didn't have to post it, but I didn't want to go back, and so I posted it anyways. And I sent the ad people at the Athletic. I was like, hey, by the way, Lee, we did BetterHelp today, and Lee laughs all the way through. I think it's fine, but. And then they responded and said, well, that certainly is a lot of laughing. And I think we had to make it up to them. But
is it because there's like a line in it that says mental health is no joke? Yeah, and he's like, ha, ha, ha. So JD, what would you be most offended by? Because like, even though for the No Dunks purposes, to me, the best one would be if Esh just didn't show up, right? Because then the episode still exists and you didn't cost a sponsor. But I feel like you... As proud dad would be most disappointed.
I would be very
just a no show with no notice.
Very disappointed if he just did not show up. Like, yeah, I got car trouble. I got whatever. Just let me just text me. Let me know. But
I haven't done that before, right? Like, I
no,
can't
of course
remember.
Not. Okay. Of course not.
Yeah.
God no.
Okay. Just making sure you know.
Yeah. Right, hey, Esh, this is
sorry. I can't come today. I'm riding Magic Mountain. I'm in a haunted elevator, whatever the fuck it's called. What's it called?
The Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror. But it is a haunted elevator, is it not?
Something like that, yeah. I've only done it one time, so.
Oh, he pretending. He, he's pretending he doesn't know to make himself seem like less of a nerd, but he does. Did you see that movie, by the way, Tower of Terror?
No.
It's a movie. Is it not a movie?
The Haunted Mansion movie?
Haunted Mansion? Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
The one that just came out, I think?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, he hasn't seen it. Okay, he's cool, fellas. He's cool. All right.
Spring is the best time to add new challenges to your training just in time for those warm summer days. Pool season's coming soon, so I've been hitting the weights with Peloton and my guy Adrian Williams, trying to get my muscle on in order to expand my cannonball splash radius. Peloton's varying class lengths were designed with your training plan in mind. It's easy to personalize your workout. Whether you'd like to add a 10-minute core session at the end of your strength class or take a 60-minute power zone ride to increase your endurance, Peloton classes are designed to help focus on your needs and goals. There are a variety of classes like boot camps, boxing, full body strength, or marathon training, all created to grow your skills or push you to improve in what you already excel in. And their expert coaches and nonstop vibes will push you to new levels of strength and endurance, keeping you on your toes while giving you the professional coaching you need. Shout out to Adrian, Aditi, Andy, and Emma. I love you all so much. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton has everything you need to get you where you're going. Get your head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Ash, not everyone is going to agree with everything you say, but when you believe something deeply to your core, you have to stand alone on the edge of popular consensus. It's time for Unpopular Opinions. All right, if you have your very own strongly held beliefs that most people disagree with, email them to me at isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. Ash, first one here, this is from Reddit, it's from Grimace for Eyes, says, literally no one wants to see pics of your kids going back to school. So I guess that's unpopular because it is a thing. Mm-hmm. School just started, mm-hmm. at least within the past month, depending where you are in the country, and everyone is sharing pics of their kids, post them on Instagram saying, first day of school, sometimes they're holding the sign that's like, I'm going into grade four, I want to be blah, blah, blah. Agree or disagree with his unpopular opinion?
I don't want to see other kids' pictures, but I'm damn sure going to post mine.
All right.
Yeah, and to justify it is just because, like, their grandparents or their family members who are on social media who don't get to see them all the time, instead of me having to send a picture of each one, mm-hmm. to each one, just post it on the gram, and then they get to see it, you know? So that's my reasoning. But, I mean, I don't necessarily care to see everybody else's kids, but it is what it is.
Were the kids sort of too old by the time Instagram was big, JD, for you to post pictures of their first day of school?
No.
So you did this?
Oh, of course, yeah. We did it last month, like the last 3 weeks or whatever.
Oh,
well, Rachel
my
did.
Baby's all, did you, did the caption say my baby's all grown up?
No, it said the standard grade 12, grade 10.
Uh-huh. Did the kids hold signs saying what they
no,
wanted to
be? No, we don't do that. Okay. I find that a little cringe, but I will say that I 100% disagree with this unpopular opinion, because I actually, it's one of the few things about Facebook or Instagram that I like. I like seeing, you know, friends and acquaintances. I like seeing their kids as they grow up. And every mm-hmm. year I get they're going back to school and wow, they're so tall now or whatever. I like looking at other people's kids.
Pause.
I mean, fuck, like, what else are we doing on Facebook? If we're not looking at people's kids.
Is this a gene that flips once you yourself have a kid?
I mean,
because right now I'm not in full agreement.
But you have friends who have kids, and you're not the least bit curious as to, you know.
He's like, no, not at all.
No, I guess I am. I mean, certainly my sister does it. How dare you call my sister cringe, JD? Okay.
Well, she does the signs. Offensive.
She does the signs.
Well, that's
a bit
cringe.
Okay, tell me if this changes your mind. My nephew, he's in the fifth grade now.
Okay.
Last 2 years running on the board, when I grow up, I want to be a... You know how kids, they just change their mind all the time about this? A firefighter, whatever. For the last 2 years, he has been unwavering and has written, when I grow up, I want to be a mixologist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It is a little bit concerning because I want to... like foster this interest of his, but like how? I don't want to be encouraging alcohol or saying that alcohol is cool. I mean, I assume that eventually he will try alcohol, but like, you know, you don't want to hype it up or anything.
Right.
Let him mix up some sodas.
Yeah.
Some, like,
that's
root
true.
Beer and stuff.
Yeah. So Fisher Price doesn't make a My First Bar or whatever.
My First Bar. I mean, they have a taco truck, I know, because I've bought it for someone. Okay. Tiny little taco truck.
Okay.
They have like the fake kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't have a fake bar. Honestly, this is a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Kids would love shaking those things.
You're not wrong.
What if, Ash, you just gave me an idea. You said, let him mix sodas.
Mm-hmm.
He's still small enough. What if we put him inside the Coke remix machine and just had him mixing everything?
That's the greatest idea you've ever had, I think.
Yeah, I know. I think it's possible. But I am seeing him next week. We have some Jewish holidays coming up. And I kind of did think, do you think this is a good idea? Like, not buy him booze, but buy him, like, the shaker and the stir and all that stuff. And then get him, like, something that tastes sour. And then something that tastes sweet. Mm. And something that tastes salty. And just have him balance the flavors a little bit.
What's wrong with that?
I think it's a great idea, which tells me you probably shouldn't do that. I don't think your sister would appreciate that.
Why?
But she take a picture of him knowing that he's going to be a mixologist.
That's true.
He is weird. Like, I remember we went to we went to a sushi restaurant when I was there. This was a couple years ago, at least. He's pretty young.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting at the table. We're like, oh, where's Corey? And he was sitting at the bar, just like watching the bartender. He's fascinated by it.
Well, then you should get him some, like, martini glasses and just highballs and stuff. And
well, it is kind of fucked. Like, a tiny kid can be a doctor, right? Like Doogie Howser. Like, you could be a prodigy piano player, a concert pianist in a symphony of a major city. But you can't be a boy bartender. There's no boy bartenders.
I think that they should encourage him and, you know, get him all the gear, and I think that he should be bartending this Jewish holiday that you're going to.
Interesting.
Get muddling, kid. Let's get some mojitos going.
And we should dress him up as like a Mumford & Sons style bartender with those cuffs things.
Yeah, the visor, all that, all of it.
Yeah, yeah. And because then at least it'll be like when Tiny Boy wears dad's suit kind of vibe, and tie goes down to knees.
Yeah.
It could be cute. Okay, one more here, Ash. This is from YouChew on Reddit. This is a genuine unpopular opinion.
Okay.
I don't even understand it, but let's see if you can make heads or tails of this. Always order dessert before dinner at a restaurant. So I'm going to read you their little write-up here. When at a restaurant, waitstaff always finds it weird when I order the dessert before the appetizer and the main course. They ask, oh, is that all you're having? I'm like, no, I just want my cheesecake first, please. I have to convince them that I'm just a dessert first kind of guy. I feel like the main course is much more enjoyable when you get your dopamine, when your dopamine levels are boosted.
Mm.
So yeah, no shit the waitstaff finds it weird when you order the dessert before. Well, what do you, I mean, obviously, I don't know why you would be surprised this at all, but does this make any sense to you, Ash? Could you ever imagine ordering your cheesecake before the burger?
No, not at all. Literally not at all. Because you gotta eat, like, I try to eat things small to big, but there's no way I could eat the dessert before those things, you know? Because I gotta make sure I eat what I came here for. Imagine me going out to eat and then I get a dessert and I'm like, I don't want the burger. Like, I'm at a burger joint. Why?
Okay, well, in fairness, it is called the Cheesecake Factory. So are you there for the jalapeno poppers, or are you there for the cheesecake?
If you're asking my sister, she's there for the cheesecake. Okay. But for me, I'm trying to eat for real. And then maybe I'll get some cheesecake. Right.
Well, gotcha. That is very, very culturally insensitive, because I learned that in traditional South Indian cuisine, sweets are typically served first before the main course.
Wow.
This is because sweets are believed to stimulate the appetite and help prepare the taste buds for the meal to come. Additionally, serving sweets first is a way of showing hospitality and welcoming guests. So, canceled.
Wow.
So you're telling me tonight, if we have our dinner, my sons can come up and say, hey, give me the ice cream first, and I got to let them do it. That's what you're saying to me, according to this belief here.
If you want to be culturally, if you want to be a man of the world, yeah, that's that's what I'm telling you. But, I mean, this does seem like quite a loophole for children.
Yeah,
100%.
It's more enjoyable when your dopamine levels are boosted. So this person's saying the dessert gives you the dopamine. But, I mean, you're going to get your palate all blown out by the sugar.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I mean, the only situation where I think it's acceptable is if you are having a burger and you order a milkshake, right?
Right.
Because then you're literally sort of having dessert. I mean, they call it a beverage, but it's absolutely just ice cream that you're eating with a meal, sort of thing. But that's the only acceptable scenario, I think.
I think I'm going to agree with you on that. Yeah, this will have to remain an unpopular opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I do feel bad for this person if they genuinely, like, they are going to eat a meal after. That's like 10 minutes of your life every time you go out to eat. You even try ordering coffee before a meal. You know how now they're like, well, chef likes the whole order put in at once, right? And they course it out. Like, a chef's mind would be blown that he's got to course out the tiramisu before the veal parm.
That and in certain restaurants, that would warrant a visit to the table from the chef, like, who's going to come out and say, what are you doing? What are you doing here?
I guarantee you at many restaurants in Los Angeles, they would just not allow it. They right. would literally not let you
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
Really?
Say, sorry, this is my religion.
Yes.
This is my religion.
Totally.
All right, actually, there's only one thing left to do, and that's play subjective trivia. Oh, yeah, subjective trivia. It's just like regular trivia, except only I know the answer. Great wipe directly to my single there, JD. No notes.
Thank you.
It was perfect. So as we already established, Esh is a giant nerd who loves Disney. So here's my question. I'm going to marry your two loves, Disney and producing podcasts.
Okay.
So the question is, which classic Disney character would make the best podcast producer? Huh. Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Goofy, or Donald Duck? So you could talk it out. You could talk it out with JD. Go by one by one. But which classic Disney character would make the best podcast producer? Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Goofy, or Donald Duck? I didn't even present a board because you know these characters so well as a Disney adult. They're sort of, in a sense, part of your family. I mean, in a sense, I would say you have seven kids. You're about to have your eighth. Please, which of these Disney characters would make the best podcast producer?
Sorry, it's
and of course,
Mickey, Minnie.
I have my answer written here.
And we're talking Mickey, Minnie, Goofy,
Goofy
or
Donald.
Okay.
I have no sense on this one, Esh.
Really? Nothing?
Not well.
Oh, yeah, because we're supposed to guess what Matt has in that card.
It's what Matt says. Okay. Well, what does your heart tell you?
Me? Okay. Off rip. That was unintentional. off rip, Donald Duck, because I feel like they have the most in common, Donald Duck and Matt.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm
okay.
interested. Say more.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay, so because, right, like Donald, everybody knows he's like hot-headed and he's always yelling and cussing and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he also is like a really cool, chill dude most of the time.
And okay.
He's like really trying to figure out what's going on. Mm-hmm. Level-headed majority of the time. A great uncle. Right, as he was just alluding to earlier,
that's
he's
right,
a good
yeah.
uncle to Huey, Dewey, and Louie. I think.
Yeah.
And so I think Donald Duck would probably be the answer because Matt could see himself in Donald.
Hmm. And do you have a fabulously rich uncle? Is it Scrooge McDuck?
Scrooge? No.
No.
No, I don't. But I mean, Ash, now that you're saying how like hip and cool I am, do you think I could maybe get a pass to sit? Just kidding. Just kidding. Okay, so you're saying Donald. JD, do you have a different answer?
No, it's actually Donald just because he doesn't wear pants. So it seems like...
right, so he's sitting behind the board.
He's behind the board. No one can see him. I'm not wearing pants.
Though,
so.
Does Mickey wear pants?
I think
Mickey
he does. Wears
oh, he's got pants. The shorts?
Yeah, and Minnie wears a dress. Yeah. And Goofy fully clothed, right?
Yeah. He's got like that little, what is
it
called?
Like a sailor's outfit.
Yeah, no.
And he's got like a hat.
He does have a hat. Yeah, and a vest. That's what it is.
It's a vest. Yeah, and he wears pants. Like they're jeans almost.
Yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me break it down for you here. It's not Mickey Mouse because Mickey's the star of the show and he's never going to consent to being behind a camera
or
behind a board. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Now, Goofy. Read up on Goofy. I mean, I know his general... He's an idiot, right? So you don't want him, like, pushing a bunch of buttons. And I read on his Wikipedia, Goofy's Wikipedia, of course, it says, according to Pinto Colvig, the original voice artist for the character, Goofy was inspired by a grinny, half-baked village nitwit from his hometown. Now,
wow.
If Esh came to you, JD, and said, hey, I'd like to apprentice on the show, I'm a half-baked village nitwit, you wouldn't want him producing the show, right? So Goofy is out.
Yeah.
Now that leaves Minnie and Donald.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I thought maybe Minnie because she has a good disposition.
Yeah.
But then I read, and I didn't know this, maybe of course Esh knows this, but on her Wikipedia it says Minnie's personality is cute, playful, musical, and flirtatious. She often portrays an entertainer like a dancer or a musician whose affection Mickey's trying to win. So this is the same Mickey Mouse problem. She's in front of the camera.
Right.
She's above the line talent. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She's dancer, musician, so she's not going to consent to sitting behind the board.
Yep.
Which means the answer is, and you are very right.
Did it.
Yes. Donald Duck.
Yes.
Now, additionally, I think it's Donald because he is the personality of, maybe not like a podcast producer, but the guy that works the board at a musical venue, like, like you're the musician and you're like, could you turn up, can I get some more guitar in the monitors? And then he's like, oh, yeah. And then, but behind this, you know, then to himself, he's like, spitting all over the place, spitting on all the knobs and faders.
Yeah.
So to me, Donald Duck does kind of have that personality. Of totally. Blowing up and being a bit of an asshole, which Esh said reminds him of me. So does that mean that if I was there working for Nodux, would I be the one you would least want to be angry at you?
To be transparent with you, you are the most intimidating.
Hmm.
Or you were the most intimidating. Yeah.
I've never gotten this feedback before.
Really? It's just because of, I mean, I don't feel this way anymore. I think you're a pretty cool guy. but before, so the first time I ever was in the Classic Factory, you guys were doing Is This Good? Lee was here. Mm-hmm. I think Taz was here.
Mm-hmm.
And JD was like, hey, this is Esh. And he's introduced me to the guys, whatever. And you're like, he says, hey, Matt, this is Eshwa. And of course, like, why would you even care, you know, at the time? But you were just like, oh, hey, you know, and I've listened to this show for a long time, the complainant area, just you kind of blowing up too on shows. And some of it I know is fake and playful and some of it I know it's real, but I was so intimidated because I'm like, you're the kind of guy that is like, you can make a joke at me, to me, about me, and it can be 100% playful or it could be 100% mean and I could never tell the difference.
Mm.
So...
Oh, interesting. Honestly, like some people might try to talk you out. It's like, oh, you know, you think that, but like really I'm super nice, but I'm the opposite. I love this. I've never been described as like intimidating or scary in any way. So I'm holding on to this.
Yeah,
good.
This is a great moment for me and a great place to end. So thank you for the compliment. Esh, where can people find you? I mean, of course, at Disney World, Disneyland. But where else can they find you?
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter if you want to. It's not much going on over there, but it's at Eshwa 3045. And that's about it. You see me here sometimes. You might see me in other places soon. We'll see.
Oh, cryptic. I like it. Yeah. Remember to check us out. Patreon. Patreon.com/isthisgood. Remember, next week's Great Beyond is Patreon only. So sign up for Patreon or sign up for a free trial if you're still trying to figure it out. But I guarantee you it is worth it because, whoa, we're going to spill some beans on that Patreon episode. We're going to get so deep. If you have topics, email us at isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. Remember to rate us on Apple Podcasts, subscribe on YouTube. Thanks for listening. Thanks to JD. Thanks so much to Esh for coming on. Thanks in advance for leaving a 5-star review. For everyone, I'm Matt Austin, and this was Good. We'll see you next week.